Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 110 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We sometimes bring on different guests and communities to learn about them and their experiences in Destiny, and we discuss other topics also. Your hosts, as always, are Daz Raven, Sin, Kingsley Mac. How are y'all doing tonight?
Y'all are doing great. Thanks for asking.
You don't have to keep with the y'all, but how are you doing, Dez?
I'm doing all right. Woke up from a nap a short bit ago that I didn't realize I was going to take, but yeah, doing good.
Oh, good. Was it a nap that you feel better after? Or sometimes, I don't know if it's just me, but sometimes I take naps and I feel like groggy for a while.
That one, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, considering, like I said, I was just laying back for a moment and I wake up like 10 minutes till 10 and it's like, oh, well, that was close.
Yeah.
Well, at least you made it. That's the main thing. You got a power nap in and you're good.
Yeah. Right? And if Sin sounds a little different, he's on the road tonight. He's our traveling correspondent again.
For less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, you can do a man on the street segment. Ask people about Destiny. What's your opinions about the new season coming up?
Well, the Mexican restaurant next to me tells me that Vault of Glass.
Okay.
That's my opinion. That's the only thing that matters.
Well, I hope it matters enough, Sin. I mean, I'm a little bit worried that Vault of Glass may be just same old, and a little boring to us at first until the challenges and everything come out. But, hey, at least we have another raid, and it'll be fun bringing people through that haven't experienced it yet. And I have a goal. I did this in Garden a couple times, you know, in between the jumping puzzle area and the second encounter. There's actually pretty cool places you can play, like hide and seek and just screw around, you know, turn off your HUD, just try to find each other. Well, obviously Vault is great for that too, and that, you know, the secret tunnel path, and other areas too. I think, you know, let's have fun. Let's just not always just run the raid and, okay, we're just running it really fast, point A to point B. You know, let's explore. Let's see if there's, I doubt there's any new areas or new tunnels, but who knows? Maybe we can find something cool. Now, we don't have to do this on day one if we're just trying to get the raid done, but, you know, maybe down the road.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. Hide and seek sounds interesting.
When I look at my raid report stuff, I don't actually have that many clears of Vault of Glass. I mean, I'm familiar enough with it. Trying to remember, Dez, was it a raid you ran a lot?
Well, back in the glory days of D1, I was unemployed at the time, so I had a lot of time, so I ran it multiple times a week. I'm wanting to say we definitely attempted it day one. But yeah, it is something very near and dear to me, so.
Well, that's good.
If I can raid report that real fast, I'm bringing it up. Still pretty high.
I am curious. D1 raid report, D1.raid.report for those wondering. Sin, how do I only have 15 Wrathen machines? That seems way low. We ran that.
I don't know. Maybe right? We ran it way more than that, but didn't get all the clears.
Yeah, I do remember sherping a lot of people and not always getting the clear on that one. That was a little disappointing at times. It was kind of like a Garden raid where it was, I think Garden's harder, but like still, I remember a lot of groups not always getting the clear on Wrath.
Whew.
Vault, I have 17. I didn't know I even had that much. I would have guessed like 10.
Actually, these might also be skewered lower, potentially. Because I know, if I remember, they weren't always tracking very well back in D1.
Yeah, I could totally see that. Sin, you're just Sin, right? For your gamer tag?
Sin Media or something like that. Sin underscore Media for PlayStation.
Okay,
if Sin it, under- except it's a change.
I think so.
Oh, no. This one tracks, the first one tracking for me is September 26th. So it might be close, actually.
I mean, Sin, it claims you only have 3 Vault of Glass and 5 Wrath of the Machines. Does that seem right?
Seems like it was more than that.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It's all good. I don't have to focus on this too much, but I was just kind of curious.
I had
approximately
38 clears also.
Okay. And you think that's about right for you?
It might be a little low, but not very much.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee majority of those clears were also like first month.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's it's definitely about right. So yeah.
Well, we have Des Raven back at playing Destiny 2 because you did tell us that you were wanting to play for a bit, and now you told us that you are. So yes. I assume that's exciting news.
Yes, surprise, surprise. I'm back after like a 1 day shy of a 6 week hiatus. So yes, it's been fantastic again because I have like hit the ground running all over again. I was able to participate all in the 1 day of Guardian Games where it kind of mattered. So like that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, that Thursday. I just like first logged in, did some stuff. Then next thing you know, that Friday, hey, it's closing ceremonies. Hunters win. Oh. All right. So yeah, I at least got the at the very least, I got the Heir Apparent Catalyst going. And I sampled Guardian Games at least a bit. I got two. The playlist stuff.
Did you hop in any of the... Yeah, the strike where it's all like Hunters or whatever your class is?
Yeah, I did that a few times. Definitely seemed like a nifty idea. And again... Being a hunter, I mean, regardless of when, where, how we finished, it always didn't seem all that bad. But yeah, I mean, like I said, it was a great idea. Like, I can only imagine, you know, playing it, I guess, super a lot could get old. Because, all in all, it's still just the strikes, though. And those curated like that, I mean, it was definitely a good source of, like, laurels that mattered. But otherwise, yeah, it was still just the strikes. But then again, yeah.
You know, yeah.
They bring back SRL, that would be fantastic and, like, very fitting for Guardian Games. But, you know, that's just me.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, I did hear a question in other podcasts, you know, that, you know, what were thoughts about Guardian Games since it was a bust, how they could make it better. Well, I do have to say it's at least 5% better than last year. I mean, we didn't have the curated strike playlist and a couple other small things. But yeah, of course it could always get better. But I'm pretty sure
you're only saying that because Titans lost.
No, I am saying it because it is a little bit better. Just a little bit. Hey, Sin. Live report, at least I'm playing the game right now. So, the final score, I mean, we know that Hunters won, like Des said, but we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 for Hunters. For Warlocks, we have 6, and then that makes 3 days for Titans. And it was these last 3 days right at the very end.
Right? That would figure.
It's,
at least we got it at the end.
Basically, as soon as it was called, Titans decided, oh, hey, yeah, we can do this now.
Oh,
nobody else is trying. We got this.
Oh, we still have a chance.
I will say the banners seem to have more motion this year as well. Or at least more positions.
Oh, they
definitely
sure
seemed Yeah, because I noticed, like, I think it was that Thursday when I walked in the tower. Like, the Hunter's Banner was surprisingly higher than the others, which were, I mean, yeah, because Titan and Warlock were a little more neck and neck in the tower. And I thought that was cool that they actually were able to tweak that a little bit to reflect standings a little better.
Yeah, that is good. Like I said, it's at least 5% better than last year. So
yeah.
I count this as a win. There's always more that they can do. And the metal case. Yeah, good.
I was about to say, the metal case was actually a really good idea, too, and pretty good implementation.
Show
you, like, what you have and stuff like that. As well as limiting you. Yeah, you know, it's like, you kind of need to turn these, that, and you can't save, like, a crap ton for, like, the next day or whatever, because I think that was shenanigans from last year.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I feel like they did a really good job, like, tuning it up to... Like I said, it's just a little better, at least.
Yeah, and I wonder if there's some way they could bring in... I mean, it was nice that they also have Nightfalls as one of the options for the Platinums. That was actually a somewhat fun and easy reward to get. Trials is the harder one. And I'm thinking, like, isn't there anything else they could add? I mean, I understand this is a free-to-play event, and so technically someone could come in that doesn't have any of the expansions at all, so you wouldn't want to add raids as an option, because then I guess they don't have an option access to any of the raids. But it still would have been nice if they had more options than just Strikes, Gambit, Crucible, Nightfall, and Trials.
Yeah, a raid would definitely have been nice in there.
Because then for us that raid a lot, or other activities, I mean... I guess there's not much more other than those, but
right.
Well, I guess you could do just bounty completions in general, like do 5 EDZ bounties or something that could give you like a bronze.
My name is not Gator.
Well, I don't know that I'd want to do that either, but at least it could be an option.
I had to throw that jab out there.
Oh, for sure. Gator told on his latest episode about what his daily ritual is when he plays the game, and I already kind of knew this, but it's like pick up some bounties every morning, see which ones are the easiest to do at the planets, and then do something else. But I do want to talk real quick about this closing ceremonies. What's the point? I mean... especially for being that long, you know, closing quote ceremonies were from Friday till Tuesday at the end of the season. And all it is a line you get from Zavala and the emblem.
Yeah. What's this visit the podium quest thing? Because I can't complete that for some reason.
You got to go stand at the podium and get your glow for the closing ceremony.
Yeah. It doesn't do anything for me. I can't complete it for some reason. I tried.
You stand on your class symbol.
That's
you
it.
You hit interact. And you hold the square button to interact.
Not all the way up at the podium, but the thing's back a little bit.
Yeah. Because where the symbol for your class is on the podium, you stand there, you interact with it, and it gives you your laurel, basically, of where you finish.
Oh. I see.
Exactly.
Now it's completed.
And if you didn't learn anything playing Destiny this long, if something doesn't work, move around a little bit and try to interact in a slightly different area, just in case.
Well, thanks. I guess I probably wouldn't have finished it otherwise.
Okay.
Oh, so yeah, my head is now on fire.
Yes. On fire, yes. to be fair, I guess the reason why the closing ceremonies is Friday through Tuesday is so that everyone has the opportunity to log on throughout this whole time to get the emblem properly, right? So people won't complain that's too short of an opportunity to get the closing emblem, I suppose. That's why closing ceremonies is that long.
Or people like me that don't know how to do it.
And almost missed out.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's super. It is super vague on its wording, and I do believe they could have... Yeah, put like a tracker or waypoint above it, perhaps.
A stand here sin symbol or wording in the game.
Yeah, I mean
I was going to say it like that, but
yeah, you could have
stand right here sin.
Giant arrow. This is what we mean by podium. This giant circle on the ground.
Did you talk to Zavala and get your emblem also?
Oh yeah, prior to that.
Okay.
That was last night.
So congratulations, you've now participated in the closing ceremonies. Was that so fun?
Yeah.
So fun.
But I think that might have actually been probably the primary reason for the length of the closing ceremonies. Because, I mean, just like last year, I mean, it's pretty much a clear and concise winner there at the, like, last weekend.
Right.
So, just, you know, a different class this time, which surprised the crap out of me. I figured it was going to be just like last year, and Hunter's going to say, you know what, screw it. Boy, was I surprised when I got when I logged back in. But I think it might be just like a long enough time, I guess, to let you show off your glow, potentially.
Yeah.
And that's my guess.
The funny thing is that each weekend before, the glow thing also happened. So that's probably the worst part of this whole thing, that people were confused the two weekends before, because they would have like a weekend winner each week.
Yeah.
And the only difference between that and this was this weekend also gave us the emblem from Zavala for participating in the whole thing, I suppose. But
right.
I would think also that there should be some, and I guess they couldn't have done it on Friday because technically the event was still going through today, even though we know by now who was going to win, but
yeah, who won it?
Wouldn't have in an alternate universe, but it would have been nice to have something also like lit up. I don't know. Like, I guess we're not going to have the statue yet or whatever that we get for Hunter's wedding, but something to make this a little more exciting. Like, oh, as we also are seeing, the fireworks in the sky are still just showing the Titan symbol because that's been bugged the whole time. So, like, hunters aren't even really getting as much of, like, excitement as they should be, is what I'm trying to say. Maybe when the new season starts, it'll be something exciting there.
I mean, kind of like when, after the first Guardian Games, Titans won so decisively, and like, yeah, where's our giant statue? And well, it's like, hey, this little thing over here, there's your statue. So yeah. I guess in some way, Guardian Games must be slightly disappointing.
The Hunter statue will be even smaller.
Watch it be massive.
I mean, that is always a possibility.
All right. Well, I figured while we're also talking tonight, we are going to have, if anyone wants to participate along, a shader dismantling party. I still have some more shaders to dismantle.
I've already gotten mine gone out of here.
What about you, Sin? Can you go over to Rahul and at least get rid of a couple for science?
Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah, I'm on Europa right now. I'm trying to finish this air apparent catalyst, so I'm just kind of popping around.
Dude, you mean the catalyst for the masterwork?
Yeah.
Dude, that is not important right now. Your shaders are going away tomorrow, and you can get free legendary shards by turning them in.
And I will, because I have time when I'm editing the podcast to be able to do that.
True. Now, I'm getting closer than I thought I would. Earlier this week, I was a little, you know, disappointed. I'm like, I'm not going to get them all turned in. This is going to take forever, but at least with the Rahul, you can do five at a time. The reason why I didn't go to him before is because I slightly forgot, but also I was going to just do this at the end, and I knew there was some way to get rid of shaders quickly. I just forgot it was Rahul, so I was going to figure out, oh, which vendor or how do you do that? But also, I thought he was supposed to be 10, and it's only 5, so I wish this would go a little faster.
Yeah, it's 5, sadly.
So these ones here that are at 800 still?
Oh, and that's the thing, because if you get left over like any amount under 5, you won't just dismantle the rest.
Either. No, you got to go into it manually.
Exactly.
That's kind
I've always found that. Yeah, I found that. But you know what? It's okay, because again, come the next season, Rahul's going to be pointless all over again. So,
yeah.
Might as well get his worth in now.
Right.
No, it's totally fine. At least he has some value right now. And I figured, while we're doing this podcast, I might as well, since this is the day before the new season, by the way, figured I'd get rid of some more shaders and see if I get this done by the end of the episode. Shader dismantling party. Sandy, right. if you come to the tower, just join my instance.
All right.
Are you on PC or
PlayStation? Yeah, I'm on PC. I'm just, like I said, I'm just mindlessly right now doing the catalyst just to have it done.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's going to take forever because I only get 150 ammo when I start an instance.
What else interesting? I know Dez has hopped in a couple raids. Sin, I think you just only did one thing this week. We'll start with you first.
One thing.
You were saying in the pre-show.
Yes. So I got carried last night. And I wouldn't say necessarily wholly carried, but by Gohawks in soccer for the Grandmaster, we did the arms dealer strike. And nice. It went fairly well. The ending was definitely a little bit rough. Definitely did the cheese, because then you can keep the guy up there in the bubble and just grenade him to death. So I was finally able to get that one completed. But I wouldn't mind at some point going and completing the title for it. So I guess at this point it's going to have to be next season.
Yeah, for sure. If you want to get the title, you got to get on that way ahead of time.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't get the title for that myself. No, that's cool. You got to clear. Yeah, soccer is now Sherpa Daddy. He's been that for a little bit in our Discord. It just kind of was a joke. But,
And Gator's Sherpa Daddy Grandpa.
Yes, Gator is Sherpa Daddy Grandpa because Gator actually hopped in another raid recently, by the way, and then we called him Sherpa Daddy Grandpa.
Yeah, that was the one I set up the rare drop stream, right? The multi-stream?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
So, Sin, I'm looking at, because we have our lovely stats here, and no worries, because I get a lot of deaths, too. But, yes, you got carried. Gohawks, 1 death. Soccer, 2 deaths. Sin, 6 deaths.
Mm-hmm. That's still not bad.
and we wiped once on the final encounter. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. At least it's a shorter one. Right.
Yeah, we fortunately Gohawk stayed up and suffered through it, and we were able to get it the second time around. Mm-hmm. But I'm doing my shader dismantling party with you now.
Excellent. All right. Well, while I'm dismantling a couple more, Dez, any fun things you've done in the game? Some raiding and stuff?
Yes. Like I said, I pretty much hit the ground running all over again. Was that Thursday? Might have been Friday. No. Yeah, that Thursday, I was able to get back in. I noticed an opening in the raid, and it's like, yeah. Or was that Friday? It was one of those days.
I feel like you were in 2 raids this last week, but I could be wrong. Maybe one was from the week before.
Yes. Oh, no. Yeah, it was definitely because Sunday, another one popped up, and it's like, yep. Joining. My first raid back was a little rough. I've forgotten quite a few things. Made quite a few quite noobish mistakes. That ended up taking us like an hour and a half. Hour and a half. on my first raid back, so that felt a little bad, but we had an incredible time. It was a bunch of laughs, so.
Oh, geez, an hour and a half is considered a bad run, right? That's still nothing, right?
beforehand for our group, I mean, we were getting getting almost into the 40-minute clears.
Yeah.
For Deepstone, so to go back to an hour and a half, yeah, it's a little rougher.
Hey, good times is what mostly matters.
Right? Exactly. But yeah, but like I said, laughs were had, good times were had, so yeah.
Excellent. I hopped in a Xbox raid and where Hazelnut put it together from Guardian Downcast, and he wanted to get Chubby Wizard, his first ever raid clear, D1 or D2. I hadn't realized he's never completed a raid before. And shout out to Chubby Wizard. From what I understand, he doesn't have many opportunities to play because, you know, crazy family life. It all makes sense. His kids usually get priority on the Wi-Fi and the different PlayStations and, or sorry, Xboxes, things like that. And yeah. He said it was perfect timing. His wife and kids were out of town. He was ready to rock it all night. And we had three podcasts representing. Nice. From Guardian Down, Hazel from, Hazel from Guardian Down, and then Parody from Two Titans and a Hunter ended up joining us also.
Nice.
First time raiding with him. It was a lot of fun.
And did y'all do more than one or just the one?
We just did the one because three people have never gotten a clear. Parody's experienced half of the raid and hasn't gotten past eight tracks in the past. And then, of course, Chubby Wizard, no experience. And then who else was new? There was one other person. I got to look at the raid report here. And we also had Sharp Valor, a great member who has a lot of experience. And he's in all our Discords. He was able to help Sherpa along with me. I want to say Gator's never gotten his clear just to be funny. But
it's been that long. It almost counts.
Yeah, it almost counts. I can look that up. But of course, Gator wasn't in the raid. But now I want to see who else was in that raid. Phantom Physics. Another great member from the Xbox side. One who is what I consider one of our local Utah members. There's a bunch of people on our Xbox side of our clan that live in Utah that I first started grouping up with just through some local gaming groups, and they kind of brought their whole crew over to the Xbox side for our clan. So shout out to him also. Other than that, I don't have too much else unless anyone else wants to talk about what they've been doing. We have some, you know, we can talk about what's coming up with the season.
Alan, before we get into that
season,
yeah. I have 100 NVS Touch shaders, and it's not under Balk Dismantle for Rahul or whatever his name is. It's like the only one that didn't do that. I might try to load out of the instance just to see if it's glitched out. But
also, do you have any Postmaster or not Postmaster, but Vault? I had a bunch there.
I'm pretty sure I do. I don't remember how many. I kind of don't even want to look. I'm almost maxed out on gold, or not gold, Glimmer again. And I've got up to over 18,000 legendary shards.
Yeah, I have 18,000 now too with doing this, but I figured it was an opportunity to, I actually went and bought a bunch of golf balls, two golf balls from, you know, the other materials that cost lots of Glimmer. And then I bought some more of those things to buy a third golf ball. And so it brought my Glimmer down to like 100K or something, or just under. And so now I've been slowly building up. It was a perfect opportunity to now get rid of a bunch of shaders here.
Materials just laying around. Yeah. Nothing. And I still haven't deleted those old mods out of here yet either.
Yeah.
I'll get on that eventually.
Let's go to Season of the Splicer, which... what do we know about the Splicers lore-wise? We do know that they are more than just Siva. Ha ha ha, right?
Well, that's what I thought of as soon as they said that. But
of course, everyone thought that. But yes, a Splicer is not necessarily involved with Siva.
No, yeah, actually, I think I mentioned that in our Discord. That it's actually good to see them expanding the Splicers a bit because they, thanks to Wrath of the Machine, they're so ingrained with Siva that it's kind of hard to tell that it's not that. It's like splicers were using SIVA, but not all splicers are tied to SIVA.
Now, they had a house, but are the splicers, like with Mithrax, do we know if this is going to be like a house group or
what's our splicers? Splicers were, if you remember from Rise of Iron, splicers were actually a subgroup within houses. They were a specific type of, they were basically just, I'm guessing from what we've seen, they were basically just a tech savvy fallen.
Oh yeah, yeah. But then I thought even in Wrath they had, or sorry, in Rise of Iron, but they didn't make a house also, like from all the different splicers. Okay.
No, no, that was, those were very specifically the House Devil splicers.
Oh, so House Devils, because yeah, I'm just trying to think of who Axis was over, you know.
Yeah, those were the House Devil splicers, which is also where Aramis is from, is House Devils, which is why she tried to get SIVA.
Mm.
Because, well, she knew she was kind of there when the Devil Splicers did the SIVA thing, and she's like, hey, we could do that. Instead, she tries to use stasis, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have Mithrax. Kel of the House of Light leads a small group of Elsinki who wish to be closer to the Traveler. As a sacred splicer, he possesses the knowledge needed to combat the Vex technology that ensnares the last city. There is a bond of light shared here. Will it be enough? So we're working with Mithrax some more against the Vex.
Indeed.
That'll be interesting. At least they're keeping him tied into the story somehow, instead of just leaving him for the beginning of the new year with Europa and just leaving him at that. So that's kind of interesting. They're going to keep him going.
And it looks like, and forgive me if this is obvious in the lore too, but it looks like he's specifically holding like a Lord of Wolves type gun. Is that what a lot of the Fallen have? It just looks like...
Well, I mean, Lord of the Wolves is a modified Captain Shrapnel launcher.
Okay. So that's why it looks like this. Okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that thing that murders you and captains tend to wield. Yeah. But yeah. That's... Which is why I kind of liked those exotics. Because they had... I just like the exotics that had like the enemy feel to them. Because he had the mythic class that looked very Vex, even though it wasn't directly based off any one of their weapons. But the Fallen weapons from Prison of Elders definitely had like that direct connection. But yes, so it does look very Lord of Wolvesy.
Yes. All right, and we also know that we're getting a helm upgrade where the helm will be bigger. Also, they told us in the TWAB, I just have this memorized, even though I don't have the TWAB pulled up, but they let us know that the helm is not going to be on the tower map anymore. It's going to be a separate selectable area from orbit, which I guess makes sense anyways, because we already had to fly to orbit to get to it.
Right.
Even though everyone's saying, where is it in the tower? Where is it in the tower? You know, why can't we just run there? You know,
right.
Jump down or something. but the helm is getting more stuff in it. In fact, there's going to be a servitor spliced in to the helm. Haha, get it? Spliced. And or interjected somehow with cables. I'm seeing the picture here. And the rumor is it's the servitor from the end of the raid of, the one on Earth, on EDZ.
Scourge?
Scourge of the past. You know, like the servitor in the belly of of the I don't know why people were saying, but if you look at the bottom of the seasonal page, there's a bunch of extra screenshots and you can see a bigger picture of it, and it's pretty cool. It looks like we're gonna, at least in this screenshot, it shows a bunch of guardians standing right in front of the servitor, so I don't know if we're gonna interact with it, if it's somehow like a vendor type thing, or they just showed that screenshot for kicks.
I'm kind of interested. I'm going on there now.
they also show a picture of Mithrax's splicer tech with his whatever he's holding, and it looks like a five-way star type thing, and it has like white glowy stuff around it. And they showed this a little bit in the trailer too. I didn't like freeze frame anything, but how he can kind of, it looked like he made a hole in the ground or something. I don't know if, did you guys watch the trailer?
I did. I don't remember the hole in the ground though, but I'd only watched it once. I didn't go back and watch it again like I should have.
Ditto.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm actually kind of excited to pop into this season without watching the trailer 10 billion times like I normally do. I've only watched it twice. I watched it once myself and once with Stacy. And it'll be kind of fun just experiencing this a little more organically.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think that's a good play, especially since a lot of veterans know the Vault of Glass raid, since that's not going to be much of a surprise in itself for those people who have played it. So, you know, having a little bit of mystery of what the season's going to turn out to be, I think would be good in that in that regards.
I do want to say in the trailer when they showed and they have the exciting line and armor synthesis is coming, and they show an example of like the chest piece and the helmet like just changing really quick and everything, and whatever they did there wasn't super impressive to me because everything looked ugly when they were showing just it changing really fast and everything looked like mismatched, you know. Like they should have showed like maybe five complete examples instead of like just each piece changing really quick and nothing looking like it belonged together.
Well, I just thought it was a funny point. If that's your style, you can do it.
Of course, yeah. But here's the thing, and maybe we should go to the because it gives a little more info. But there's going to be lots of weapons.
Yes, I'm looking at that right now, actually. It's kind of massive.
Yeah. Oh, real quick, our seasonal artifact is the Splicer Gauntlet.
Ooh.
And there's a cool picture of it here in the
it looks on intriguing. The season
page. Yeah.
Definitely looks cool.
We're getting, because this is on the season page too, and I'm going to pull over to the 12 also, and if you want to bring up anything, Des, but a couple of things real quick here, and then we can go over the details, is we're getting the exotic free weapon. Well, it's free at the beginning of the season pass if you have the paid version, but we're getting an exotic stasis sidearm. Did they tell the name here? I'm sure they do somewhere.
Stasia 77K.
Okay. Well, that's what it's with. Is that its name?
Yeah, with yes. Cryostasia 77K, the stasis-powered sidearm with liquid cooling tech.
Okay. I'll have to try to use it because I'm not super excited.
Nah, I'm not a sidearm guy myself either.
It's a sidearm that can freeze. Yay.
We are not getting seasonal armor this time around, which is a little bit of a bummer because it was an easy way to level up your other characters and just get a complete set of armor right away.
Right.
And it's sad because the last armor you earn usually has really decent, maybe not the stats you want, but really decent numbers at the very least.
Yeah.
Like
I'm glad you brought that up too. I forgot about that other point. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was just doing the season pass netted you like 60 plus stat armor. So it's kind of sad that they're doing away with that.
Yeah, I was thinking about it a little bit more but you brought up the second point. But just on the point of like leveling up, I guess it's not as big of a deal this season because we're only going up 10. So I'm like, okay, maybe not as big of a deal.
Yeah.
But you're right. They also had really good rolls typically. And it was just a nice, easy way to get the armor. Now the only way to get the armor is through the seasonal activity as a drop, or of course you can still roll for
umbrals.
Yeah, umbrals. Yep, all that. All right.
Yay.
Let's talk about real quick activities, and then we can go to weapons. Now there are two, other than the raid, which we talked a little bit about. last week. And of course, we'll talk more about Vault of Glass. But there is the 6-player matchmade activity called Override. And the main thing I want to bring up with is with both of these activities is the calendar, because you'll see why here in a second. For what we know so far, there will be 3 instances of this Override activity. The first one comes out right away and will be on Europa. Then the next one comes out a week later and it'll be on Moon. And then the next one comes out a week after that. Yeah. Yeah. Tangled Shore. So we know there's at least 3 instances, you know, 3 different planets. I hope they do like a sundial thing, right? Where there's like also a heroic version or something.
Yeah, 25th.
Hopefully, right? Especially
being activity. I'm sorry, I got distracted because calendar makes mention.
Yeah, go ahead. We can go there first, yeah.
No, but the calendar actually mentions an epilogue, which is curious.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember them doing that before.
No, yeah.
So that's curious.
That goes along. We could talk about that for a second. That goes along with the extension of the season. The season would have normally ended around August 10th. I forget what the date was before, but now the season goes through August 24th. And so this epilogue, I don't know if it's just a convenient way to extend the season by a couple of weeks, but there it is.
All right, that's curious. Because, yeah, they haven't listed, like... They usually don't list, like, end-of-season stuff on the calendar. It just kind of happens.
Right.
So, the fact that they're definitely telling us there's something apparently going to be happening is very curious.
All right.
Very curious. And this will be the only time I look at this calendar.
thanks, Truth, for joining our live chat.
Yeah, Truth.
I just noticed some... I'm not sure where he says, where do you find that info? I assume he's talking about the calendar because I wasn't checking this. You know, it's all on the Bungie page. Yep. If you go to the seasonal page, you can find that information.
That's why you read the TWAB. But seriously, yeah, it's on Bungie.net.
Hit download, hit the TWAB.
Yes. I just like the reason why I geek out with the calendars, because sometimes I can notice interesting things that people may not put 2 and 2 together. For example, what this is telling us, unless Bungie changes their mind, is August 24th is also the date when crossplay is coming, because that's when season 15 is going to start. So that's why I look for all these things, you know.
Oh, yes. And Truth actually does make mention. Actually, after poking fun of seeing that I made an episode, this is like many an episode I finally made it back to. Thank you very much. But no, he does mention that in the epilogue, apparently the Traveler is missing. But also at the same time, the season starts where we get trapped into, or like mixed into, which I guess kind of fits into what we're talking about anyway. Season is apparently going to start with us getting entangled in a Vex simulation.
Yes.
So it's going to be Eternal Night. Apparently. And yeah. So. I'm guessing. I mean. Either that or Vex Trap is in a simulation. And somebody like snatches away the Traveler. Which is going to be pretty difficult. Considering it's all in one piece. And hasn't been able to push back the darkness again. From it being reawakened. So yeah.
All right, so just backing up, all I was saying about the overrides is there's 3 different ones, and I hope they're going to make like a heroic or a master one also, kind of like what we had with the sundial, right? Because that was also a 6-player activity.
Yeah.
Now, the other main, quote, PvE activity is these weekly pinnacle missions. Now, lest you get too excited, they're not going to be every week a new one. In fact, I don't even know, they don't even start until... May 25th. I've seen.
Sorry, May 25th.
It's all good. And there's 6 different weekly pinnacle missions. I actually went through the calendar and counted them. And I mean, I guess that makes sense because it's hard to ask for more. I mean, that's still pretty good for a season. What, there was 6 Ascendant challenges, and that was a DLC. You know, yeah. when we had that. But I just want to bring up this point because, again, people that don't really, you know, check calendar or look at the details might assume that these weekly pinnacle missions are all weeks of the season, and that's not necessarily going to be the case. They may repeat after they go through the 6, but it looks like they're not even starting until May 25th. But they look interesting. They look like, and when I was watching the trailer too, isn't it almost kind of like a Infinite Forest and like a Tron vibe meshed together?
Oh, for sure. Because I mean, it makes sense because it's like Vex simulation stuff. I mean, even in Curse of Osiris, when you have Osiris wandering, you know, it does remind me of like the dark future that he saw, you know, which was definitely, I think, the vibes they were potentially going for the Infinite Forest. And yeah, it definitely visually puts you within that mind frame, I believe.
Yeah. So I'm definitely excited for these weekly missions. It's also kind of cool that they will go through June 29th, and then a week after that, Solstice of Heroes begins. And, you know, that's just one of those seasonal activities again. What's the word for it? Not seasonal activity.
Actually, I think it is seasonal activity.
Yeah, but I feel like it's a
ritual activity.
No, I think. Yeah, which seasonal event, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. Because there's definitely only a very slight wording between what we get in a season and then the seasonals. So,
yeah.
I've always found that a little weird, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
They have experts, or quote-unquote experts that they've hired for terminology and investment, so, you know.
Yes.
Who am I to say?
So, another way of saying the point I'm trying to make is the season should be pretty jam-packed until about July 1st, about the 1st of July, and then, I mean, not necessarily exactly that date, but, and then July 6th, you know, seasonal event, Solstice of Heroes starts. Who knows how great that will be. Although we do get Vault of Glass difficulty options. So for us Raiders, we are still going to be jam-packed in July. And then the month of August could be lighter. But honestly, this season could end up still being even more jam-packed than the last season. And the last season was really good. I mean, our current, you know, last season.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So we will see, especially with this epilogue thing.
All right. And yes, Truth, it does kind of bug me, especially now that it's pointed out that the Traveler isn't there, because that is very curious.
Yeah.
That's so late into the season and it's gone. But also at the same time, that's way too far down the road for me to be speculating about right now. Come on, man.
So to clear it up, the Traveler was missing out of the trailer is what you're saying?
No, the picture. The calendar.
Go to the calendar and look at the epilogue picture in the lower right for the calendar.
Yeah, that should be the place. I mean, it's either super zoomed in and the Traveler somehow cropped out, but that's usually around the space where the Traveler, like the very bottom of the Traveler is. So,
well, you can see it on the actual seasonal page. You can see it above Mithrax. Can see it in that picture, but now I got to go look.
Yeah, but that picture could be earlier in time. Maybe by the epilogue on August 10th, the Traveler's gone. Potentially, anyways.
I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen. I mean, in the lore, the Traveler has already been jockeyed around before in the dark future, so. Because they literally, like, what was left of the Guardians literally, like, took Gaul's technology, trapped the Traveler, towed it to like the moon or something to use in the fight against the forces of darkness. So yeah. So who knows? Something like that could happen. You know, Vex are crafty. Maybe it's all a David Copperfield routine. Yeah, look over here, and it's gone. Yeah.
Now you see me, now you don't.
All right, let's talk about weapons some. One, you know how we had the, what was the sniper? It was kind of like the, quote, seasonal weapon that we had a quest for with the different skins for Crucible
and Gambit. Yeah, that was the, those are ritual weapons now.
Yes.
And but yeah, we had a...
Adored.
Yes, Adored. And Salvager Salvo from this season. Yep.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, Adored was a bit. And so have do you have the page pulled up, Des? You can tell us what the... I guess I'm going a little out of order here, but what the ritual weapon is for this new
we
one?
We are getting a fusion rifle called Null Composure. And of course, everyone's mentioning that it looks... It looks like a loaded question, so it's going to have reservoir burst. If that's true, then I mentioned to you, Salvager Salvo, that looks exactly like Mountaintop without micro-missile. So let's just curb expectations here.
Well, they did tell us something might get reservoir burst, so its chances are it could be this fusion, but if it's not going to be this fusion, it has to be something else.
It's going to be a, if it's not on this fusion, then it's going to be in a possible role on a raid fusion. 100% guaranteed that.
Ooh, that would make sense. But hey, either way.
Or there is another. No, never mind. There's none.
A linear. Wait, no, is that fusion? Maybe.
No, not linear. But yes, because Nightfall weapons. There's a fusion there as well. So it could be there, maybe.
Anyways, I'm grinding this out right away because I love fusion rifles.
And you'll do it in Gambit for the skins.
Hell no. Well, I'll do it eventually, but I'm going to start it in Gambit first, just so I can get it quicker. I ended up doing, sorry, saying yes. To be fair, I did do the skins for all three eventually because it wasn't that big of a deal. But people, it's funny because people even that like Crucible or these other things, they start complaining like, how come the Crucible requirements are so much longer? I'm like, have you not played Destiny? A lot of times they are. So just if you want it faster, do it the strike way at first, you know, just to get it done faster.
Exactly.
I was like some post wondering why Catalyst kills take so much in PvP, and it's like, Mida takes 250 precision kills. Like, have you used Mida? That thing's pretty sticky. You can get a lot of headshot kills with Mida. But anyhow, yeah. I mean, I digress there. Because I don't even have a Mida catalyst, so I'm a scrub anyway.
Yeah, I don't think any of us have it, to be honest with you.
So, Nullzy Composure is the fusion rifle we're going for.
Nullzy.
Oh, God.
So we're now going for Nullzy.
Nullzy Composure. Yeah, Nullzy. Mm-hmm. The Nullzy rifle. We'll just call it that.
I can hear him saying, oh, God, right now.
Yeah, yep. Shout out to Nullzy. All right, what else do we have, Des?
Sorry. I don't know. So my mind is still blown with the Nullzy comment. The Nullzy Composure.
Let's see, Null Conversion Ritual. There are. Of course, Season Pass, we're, like you said, we're getting the Stasis Sidearm. And we are getting activity themed. There are two, like, activity themed weapons also in the Season Pass. Because, you know, Season Pass normally has two. And actually, yeah, they've normally been, especially here recently since Arrivals. They've normally been activity themed as well, so it's going to be a shotgun and an MG in the season pass.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun there. And these weapons look so weird.
Yeah.
And of course, they show another picture of the rest of our override weapons.
Which these are weird too. Like the, what is that top left one supposed to be?
Top left.
It has like a big opening, almost like a
rocket launcher
or a grenade launcher or something. But it has like a rifle, something holding, I don't know.
Right. That one's going to be very curious. Then we're
is that just like zoomed in, like an SMG or something? That's just, yeah.
You know, that middle one kind of looks it. I mean, that might be an auto rifle at the same time, but
yeah
it's going to be really holes, weird.
It almost seems like that should be an auto rifle, the middle one.
But then again, there's
bottom, auto, middle, and then I think that top left was a rocket, just with a big opening.
With the weird holding thing, I guess it's possible. Yeah.
I mean, it's splicer tech. It's mind-boggling.
It's provocative, you're supposed to say.
Either way, the only thing I know for certain of what it even is here is the sidearm. So we're getting a legendary sidearm. It's the smaller gun. For those that want to know my reasoning behind that one, it's smaller, so sidearm. So yeah, we're getting those. We're getting more. Oh, what did they call them? Ritual playlist weapons, I believe is what they call them.
Yeah. The ones that drop randomly at the end of a straight Crucible or Gambit.
Indeed. So we're getting more of those. In total, there will be 12 legendary weapons to earn, 4 per activity.
Okay.
Which right now we have 3 per activity, right? Like in total?
Sure.
Because there's bottom dollar, diffusion rifle, and something else for sure. Grenade launcher for Gambit, so yeah. With this addition, there will be 4 per activity now, which I've got to say, after coming back, did they tweak the drop rates on those things? I know they said they were potentially going to, but I don't remember.
I never really had it. Maybe they did, and maybe I just only noticed in the second half of the season, but I tend to get them fairly often.
Because I did a few like platinum medals, and like I was getting those quite often, which was fairly surprising. And of course, we have returning Nightfall weapons. Oldie Goldies are coming back. Everyone is, of course, hyped for the Hung Jury.
Well, I don't have as much experience with that weapon, so.
Oh, that's sad.
Is tempered. I'll just see if it's good or not when I actually get it.
See, that's weird because Hung Jury, I mean, it was a Rise of Iron weapon, so.
Yeah, I don't know like why.
You remember the hype of the palindrome, but literally Hung Jury was right there with palindrome, so.
Yeah, maybe because I liked hand cannons a lot. I don't know. I was hand cannon fusion was my main jam, so.
Yeah. But no, and actually, I still had my. Whenever the news popped, I actually looked at my D1 vault and I still had my Hung Jury. Like, I think it was even on a character still. So, yeah. It felt really good despite the perks because it had, just had really great, like, stat rolls. So yeah, I'm super excited to get a Hung Jury back in my hands. And of course, we don't know for certain, but it definitely looks like an Irene sniper rifle from D1, which is an Obelon sniper rifle. Potentially one of the first.
Looking in this picture. I love how that looks.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, this is potentially like, because I think Irene was like when they introduced the foundries and like the very specific foundry styles in D1. And then there's a fusion rifle. Which one is it? I don't know.
I know. I don't remember what that is. Just from
it's a Vanguard fusion rifle. And if I had to hazard a guess with that, color palette, I'm going to say it was a Dark Below fusion rifle. If I had to hazard a guess.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I mean, I'll definitely look into it. Oh, God, that just reminds me. After tomorrow, I'm going to have to update the spreadsheet again. Ugh. Here we go again.
Here you go.
Yeah. Oh, God, so many vault weapons. Ooh, API is going to be a nightmare. Anyhow, that's about it for weapons, it looks. Season pass stuff, ritual weapon, ritual playlist weapons. They could really use to find better names. And our Nightfall weapons. So yeah. we'll definitely seem to have like some variety and option.
Oh yeah. I'm excited. And it does seem to be the word on the street that people all around PvE, PvP are excited for the weapon opportunities that are coming out this season. And undoubtedly, there will at least be one or so surprises in the raid or whatever.
Oh, for sure. I mean, then...
I mean, even if it's just Vex Myth of the class, which we're all, you know, expecting, but... You know.
Oh, I mean, if they don't bring that back, okay. If they don't bring Vex back, I'm going to be slightly disappointed.
Yeah,
slightly. I mean, not hugely, but I mean, come on. Why? Okay, I say slightly, but I'm getting like more and more disappointed by the second because well, I mean, why bring back a raid and not bring back the crown jewel of that raid? You know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember getting it in D1, to be honest with you.
Oh, I got it. Well, after it was nerfed to balls, but I did.
I got it, but again, I did in year two or three when it didn't matter.
Oh, yeah. When it was just a nifty niche gun. Yeah. It made me wonder how they do it, because they've got so many... They got so many different tricks now on, like, how to do weapons. I think they could pull it off way better now.
For sure.
But anyway, so yeah, and then of course TWAB has a bunch of crap, if you ask me. It's a bunch of like
a bunch of bullshit.
it's a bunch of like patch.
Shout out
like
to Hazel.
Previous stuff. I don't know, right? I guess some of the more important things that come out of this is stasis will have colorblind support. So that's cool.
Yeah.
They are tuning some stasis. Very, very some stasis. Some of it makes sense, though. Like a silence and squall radius for the initial freeze for hunters is dropping from 12 meters to 8.5. It's cool. They're apparently making enemy squalls a little more noticeable. So that's cool. For all those losers that can't seem to just get out of the way. Gator.
Oh, there's a couple crucible modes. Sorry, I didn't mean to come in.
Yes, no. I'm super stoked because... Guys, Team Scorch is coming back. I mean, it's the best game mode ever. Not really. It's awful. It's really bad. It's really bad.
They brought that back, but
tell me how you really feel.
Venom Control, too.
I mean, in my opinion, Team Scorch is actually worse than Mayhem. But still, you're just running around and using Scorch Cannon, so it's still kind of fun. But, yeah.
I'd rather hop in Mayhem than Team Scorched.
Right.
If I'm gonna have like Team Scorched, but I've never had fun with it, really.
Right, like I the idea is cool and all, but if I'm just gonna go in the crucible and have dumb fun, yeah, it's gonna be mayhem. Then there's momentum control is coming back as well, which I'm so stoked for. Oh my god, I started doing momentum control, as listeners may remember, to get my revoker, and then I just ended up having fun with it because it's so. I mean, how can you get mad at anything when everything's like super OP?
Right.
Yeah.
I like momentum control personally.
I had good luck too getting some things done. It's kind of like you, in some ways it's easier. If you can get the first pick, then you don't have to worry about being perfect on all your other shots. You're probably going to win.
I know, right? Because it turns like Jade Rabbit into a sniper rifle. It turns everything except for rapid fire frame sniper rifles into a one shot body. Like I said, considering that's the rule for everything, and it's not like, you know, some outlier like oh god, what was that sniper in D1? I don't even remember. Efferdy Spear. Yeah, because it had final round. took a one-shot body if you were on the last round. For to bring up old Crucible nightmares. I mean, the fact that it's all weapons, though, so you throw on any sniper rifle that's not rapid fire, just hit him in the body and you're good. They're gonna die. Like I said, Jade Rabbit, one shot to the head, they're gone. It's a snipe, like high impacts or sniper rifles all of a sudden. And you want to talk about like melting from stupid distances with auto rifles? Mm-hmm. Do it. Like, good God, it's ridiculous.
Fusions only had to get couple of the bolts on. They didn't have to get, right? You know? So,
like, it's definitely my preferred dumb fun is momentum control. Well, that, like I said, it can almost be down like a Wild West, like Gunslinger's Draw. Because sometimes it just boils down to who's going to be able to pull the trigger first.
Yeah, and I liked having the no radar because then it kind of forces me to be more cautious and hide and go out slower than everyone likes to just run around like apes and in sixes, you know, because you have the radar and everything.
And in momentum control, that's super punishing. Because again, everything's OP, so you try and rush him with a shotgun, yeah, you're going to have a couple extra meters on your kill distance, but everything is so lethal. And until you brought it up, I actually completely forgot it was basically that momentum control is the new Inferno. But I love it so much better than I did the old Inferno.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm super stoked that momentum control is coming back.
Yeah. Well, more to look forward
to. If that Salvage Salvo ornament quest is still around next season, I'll actually be able to finish it in momentum control. Because screw getting grenade launcher kills in Crucible. I'm not that guy.
Yeah, it's challenging.
Oh, I know. Like, if you have a mind for how grenade launchers work, then sure. It's like great, fantastic, and good for you. My mind don't work that way. I can't quite like wrap my head around getting grenade launchers to work appropriately. I mean, I was a colony guy.
Sorry about
just
the
dogs. Saying.
Oh, well, anything else in here, the 12, or else probably should start wrapping it up so Sin can get the episode edited. God.
Yeah, it'll give me more time to mindlessly do this catalyst.
Yeah, a lot of it is kind of minor stuff. You've already went through over the helm. Just a quick recap. Glory, Valor, and Infamy, like their inner workings in the game, is going to be changing a bit. But it shouldn't be anything we notice, to be honest. So I'm just going to skip over a bunch of that. Like I said, there's a bunch of small things. The biggest thing I can see that's coming now, though, is the nav menu for Ghost when you pull your Ghost out.
Yes.
That is changing drastically. Because it is apparently now.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, it is now going to separate bounties and quests into separate tabs, and it will show you all bounties you have. So you will not be able to track bounties. That's what it said, right?
I do remember something about bounties. So
all bounties now appear in nav mode. They can no longer be tracked as a result. And then triumphs, track triumph now appears in its own nav mode category.
So it's pointless that they can't be tracked because you just view them there anyways, right?
Exactly. You're going to be able to view all bounties. And it sounds like you'll still be able to track triumphs and quests to show up in nav mode, but all of your bounties will be able to be shown.
I suppose that's good. I still wish there was like an even quicker way to bring Ghost up rather than the, it's just a first world problem, but I'll try to use the nav mode more. I was always annoyed and never really used the Ghost thing much. I somehow prefer going to the other screen, the actual bounty screen. I don't know why. I'm weird like that, but I will definitely give this a try.
I don't know. The only time I really even use nav mode is usually Which is why I loved like quick summon sparrows. So that way I can just tap the touchpad. Like I had like this like motion my thumb would go through. Mm-hmm. And I was like, tap the touchpad, tap X or square. Your sparrow's up and I'm gone. So that's about as much as I bring the ghost out for. Yeah. Unless I'm trying to hunt for something to scan. So it's nifty, but I'm probably still not going to use it, to be honest. But it's there.
It is there. Yes.
For all you bounty guys. Mm-hmm. Looking at you, Gator. Looking at you.
Excellent.
Instant win for him.
Instant win.
Right? Oh, I get to look at all of my bounties now. All 3 million of them.
But no, this is good. A lot of quality of life things. And of course, you know, obviously the whole armor synthesis and shader system. So,
oh, super stoked.
By the way, I'm super almost stoked. Done on my last shader. 500 left. Woo! Dismantle.
Oh, I crushed your mind. I like came to the tower, sat with you for a minute, finished them up, left, started working on my catalyst again.
Yes. I'm going to have this done just in time for the episode to be done. So
congratulations
to me. All my shaders are now gone.
For them to be automatically unlocked, I'm so happy.
Yes.
What, like 12 hours? Something. Yep. Mm-hmm. Almost a little more.
Just a little over 12 hours from now.
Right. Oh my God. I've never been happier. And it's not even just transmog, it's just shader, like the entire appearance screen. I'm so stoked for this. Like I care less about transmog and just more about A, shaders are permanent unlocks. B, we now have like we have an MMO screen to customize appearance now.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Like for some of these guys that say, oh yeah, Destiny's not WoW. Yeah. But if you bring in more MMO features, there's going to be good times, okay? Because MMOs have been around for a long time. And they get a lot of stuff very right.
Mm-hmm.
Such as quick customization. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I should know. I've been playing for like a long freaking time.
Are you still playing some Genshin?
Actually, no. I haven't played Genshin in forever. Sadly.
I'm not saying you have to. I'm just asking.
I know Lumina's still playing it.
Nice. I haven't been in since that one night.
One night in Nome.
Yeah.
One night in Nome. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I have not been back in that. Even before like everything, because all my stuff is on PlayStation, but yeah. Yeah. It's fun. It's interesting, but I just have too much Destiny stuff to do right now.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was going to hop in
all the freaking time
games, but they were all lining up with the new season. So now they're on hold until this season gets stale. I'll hop in finally Ghost of Tsushima, and then the DLC for the Assassin's Creed just came out or is coming out today now. So
you've been playing Ghost of Tsushima?
No, I was really close to Sin, and then I wanted to just get the disc editions because it's still digital's full price. I'm like, I might as well get it for $35 at GameStop because I have a disc PS5, you know.
Right.
But none are available local. They could ship disc edition to you, but it was not going to get here until the 14th anyways. So I'm like, okay, I'll just put that on hold since new Destiny season is starting. And then who knows, maybe it'll be even cheaper by, you know, a couple months when I have some downtime again. Probably I'll hop into the DLC for Assassin's Creed first and then give Ghosts a fairer try with more time when and if this season gets stagnant towards the end of, you know, the new season. So,
gotcha. Is it on Steam or which one is it on?
What, Ghost?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just PlayStation, isn't it?
Is it only PlayStation?
Is it? Or? I don't know.
I don't know. If anyone knows who's in the chat, let us know. But
if they can find out before Google does.
But I don't know. For some reason, I thought that one was only PlayStation. Yes. Isn't it a Sony game? A Sony featured game? because the other reason why I thought is because Sony was when you buy a PS4 Ghost of Tsushima, there's no up PS5 version, but they'll give you a free PS5 upgrade to 60 frames and 4K if you have a PS5.
Ghost of Tsushima. Oh, Sucker Punch. Yeah, it's a PS4 game. It's a Sony game.
Only PS4, PS5. And that was the other reason why I wanted it, Stan. I mean, I knew it was a cool game, but when I also heard the details that it's enhanced for PS5, not just like semi-enhanced, but actually enhanced, like frames and resolution, and I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I really want it, so.
Yeah, these are the guys that did Sly Cooper and Infamous, so, yeah, that's, yeah. If a renowned Sucker Punch did it, then yeah.
Yeah.
that's an easy yep, Sony.
Yep. All right. Well, let's be excited for the new season, and we will come back at you next week with all our thoughts and reviews, and hopefully Sin can hop in it a little bit.
Friday. I'm counting them down.
Friday is when you can hop in things more. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right.
So well, now after Friday.
After Friday,
yes.
I just looked at the calendar and I didn't pay any attention. Vault, is that the first 20, or second Saturday of the season?
22nd.
Second. Yeah, it's the 22nd.
Second. Okay, yeah, definitely next. Okay, cool.
Kingsley super weird. PS4 raids without us. No, just kidding.
I mean, it's super weird that now that we have such a small power gap, they're now like giving us another week to get raid ready.
Well, you don't even need it. It's 1300 base.
Exactly.
That's why it's super weird. Yeah.
Like I'm missing 6 weeks of action from this season and I'm still going to be day one raid ready. Like as of right now.
I don't know. The whole thing will be, I guess they wanted to give the new season a little bit of time. But then again, us that play hard, Saturday would have been enough time from Tuesday to Saturday. But I don't know. It's fine.
They could have dropped this one with the new season.
That's true. They totally could have. But I am excited that everyone will be in this, even more so than ever before. Yeah. Because a lot of people will love the idea that even though, you know, most of us won't have anywhere close of opportunity of getting world's first because we got to complete it with the extra challenges also. But a lot of us will have, I don't see why not, we'll have a great opportunity to actually just finish the raid on the normal.
Day one clears.
Yes.
Yep.
So that's just a fun thing, you know. When's the last time? I almost did it with Eater of World, got a day one clear, but there's been no other raid that I have, so.
I've never... Like I said, Vault, I attempted day one. I think Wrath, I might have attempted. And many a D2 raid I've attempted day ones.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Haven't gotten one. So it kind of feels like cheating, but also at the same time, I don't care. Give me a day one emblem. Give me one day one emblem. Give me one.
I'll just say it. Whoever's going to be playing that day, I'll be on. I'll be there.
I've told people in the Discord, my availability, it'll depend on when I work, but I'm definitely like going to try and get in on a day one raid, like 100%.
A lot of people will be interested, and
all right.
I don't know how we'll work out details, but I know Guardian Down is bugging me about having some Xbox versus PlayStation race. I don't know.
Why is it got to be a race?
That's complicated. Like,
just go with it. Just go with the flow.
We'll just have fun either way.
Considering this late into the season, and the Xbox side is already still having first time DSC clears while the PlayStation guys are holding it down over here. All I got to say is can't wait for crossplay so we can carry you guys too. Just saying.
Right.
It has been my experience. Okay, I know a couple guys that are really high end on the Xbox side and do carries for like, you know, to help people with like solo prophecy runs and things like that. But other than a few people, most of my experience with Xbox people do tend to be a little less knowledge of rating than PlayStation. And I'm just trying to be nice, but that's just my experience.
I think that's just because we have a narrow scope of it, because we are mostly...
We definitely do. But
For sure.
It's, and I hate to say it too, but the other night when I jumped in an Xbox party again, it was all the things that you would expect it to be. with crappy audio quality, people's headsets like breaking up. Like, there wasn't any smoke alarm chirp going on in the background, but
now I do like the fact that I was told about the Windows overlay. Not to drag it on even further, but the Windows overlay on PC helped with that, and I can connect.
I know we're gonna get some Xbox hate now. No, I love playing on all three systems, but let's get some more raids going so I can start thinking the Xbox side people know how to raid. So
just raid more Kingsley on Xbox. That's all you need to do.
And get your audio issues figured out, Xboxers.
And Laz says, quit being a scrub.
Laz says, them's fighting words. But hey, Laz, you don't even count because you're also on PC, right?
Yes,
what I mean is, like, you don't count as, like, I don't consider you just an Xboxer. So the people that play on PC also, it's definitely different because the PC people generally have their audio things figured out. I'm talking about the Xbox scrubs. Anyways, I better end the show.
There's an X over your head right now.
I love you. I promise I love everyone. We needed to have some craziness at the end so people can give us feedback. You too can give us feedback on the show. Just... CC Sin, and put it in our podcast discussion and ideas channel. So, and blame Sin for everything I said.
Tag at Sin. Mm-hmm. Let him know all of your concerns.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyone drinking anything interesting tonight?
No. I'm going to try to get you this podcast here.
Yeah, we really need it, so you can edit that. But I have
it out before the new season.
Let me just finish with it. We have a High Noon vodka and soda peach.
Vodka. Sounds delicious.
Thanks for tuning in for all of our awful Russian accents.
All right, Sin, where can people get a hold of you?
You can find me on Twitter at Sin_media or with Dez over on Discord. Mr. Dez Raven, where can they find you?
You can find me, as you said, of course, most directly on the Discord. You can find me at Twitter at DES_Raven, where I remind people is the home primarily of the Hephaestus Index. Because Twitter's kind of weird on its notifications and stuff, so I don't always know if someone's getting in touch with me, but it's nothing personal, I promise. Kingsley.
Yes. You can find me as Kingsley Mac on all the places, except for on Twitter, where I am MC Kingsley. And by the way, I was going to mention, I'm on Twitch too, of course, as Kingsley Mac. We've been having a lot more people streaming lately, so that's way cool to see. I always like to promote... stream when you're playing the game. You don't have to have a face cam as long as your internet can handle it. People who aren't able to play the game at the time love to watch others in our clan and group play. So stream away. We really appreciate it. So shout out to Ninja Muffin, Batman, a couple people that have been streaming more lately.
Yeah. And for that reason, quality doesn't matter so much. Get 720 in there as long as it's not buffering. Just chill out and have a good space. I mean, if you're not streaming to be anything, have potato quality. As long as people can hear you and like interact and can tell what's going on in the game, you're good.
Yep. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Sin, where can people get a hold of you?
At theguardianhub.com, which is the best hub on the net.
All right.
I
don't know if we have information there, but maybe we do.
I'm in one of the providers. I'm in the provider section.
Okay, producer. You're one of the producers. in more ways than one.
On that note.
All right. Well, yes, the best hub on the net, like you mentioned. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in again this week. We really appreciate it. We love having you in the live chat also. Thanks everyone who's joined for that. We try to check and answer questions when we can, but we really appreciate you all, whether you're listening to this on a pod feed later or live. And with that, we will see you next week. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.